It's me and Gene and Shannon Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. Happy Monday. It is freezing in the studio.
It is absolutely freezing. Like, I know you so look forward to the warm weather. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter until you walk out of the building because it is an icebox in here.
Yes. Omarion has got me thinking about
it. Oh, I know. Every time I say that phrase, I think of Omarion's song. But it is definitely an icebox in here. It should be the theme.
I know. Golly. Holy moly. I don't know. I feel like it should be waking me up, but it's like making me tired somehow. Don't understand.
I don't know if that's it, right? I think it's because you went to Florida over the weekend.
I did go to Florida over the weekend. Got to spend some time with some friends. My best friend lives in Port St. Lucie, which is like between Fort Lauderdale and Orlando.
Uh-huh.
And he bought a house like a year and a half ago, and I never went to go see his house.
Uh-huh.
So his dad had surgery a couple weeks back. And, you know, he was at the hospital and I was talking to him, checking in on his dad. And he's like, you want to talk to my mom? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So his mom gets on the phone and she's like, so when are you going to come visit?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going to come visit soon. And she's like, that's what you said the last time I talked to you. And
uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, okay. So I start looking up flights. And then like 2 days before I fly to Florida on Friday, he calls me. He's like, hey, I got like a meeting for work. I can't pick you up. This uh-huh. is going to drive down to pick me up to Fort Lauderdale. So one of our other really good friends, who's also his brother-in-law, he's like, he's going to pick you up.
Okay.
So I'm like, that means I'm not even going to get to see your mom. Because his friend, like, our boy picked me up. We got food, and then we drove straight up there. So he's like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about her. And I'm like...
You specifically came here for her. You couldn't even stop. Like, you're around her vicinity of her house. You couldn't even stop on the way home just to say hi for 5 seconds?
It wasn't even that. It's like when we left... We got stuck in traffic because it's South Florida,
right.
You know? And so the drive that should have taken us like an hour and a half took us like 3.
Oh.
Yeah. So if we would have like went to her house, by the time we got there, it would have been like, you know, 10 o'clock at night, you know?
But, well, at least you got to go hang out in Florida.
Yeah, even though it rained all day on Saturday.
That's nice. It was sunny here.
I know. It backfired because last week I was like, oh, I'm going to the Sunshine State.
Keep talking all that smack. The good weather comes when you leave.
I guess so. Hopefully it's going to be around today. We'll get into that a little bit later. But we also got you some free money, another $1,000 summer stack at 8 o'clock. If you like free money in your life, either set an alarm or you can just stay here and hang out with us.
It's a morning bounce.
It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. I was talking all this trash last week about how I was going to the Sunshine State and it was going to be so nice, and then it rained all day Saturday.
You know how Florida is. It's so unpredictable.
It is. And all the nice weather was here, so you're welcome, I guess. That was, you know, God's way of punishing me.
He got out of its way. He left the town.
Yes. Yeah, the nice weather here to stay.
Yeah, it looks like it. Okay. I don't think we expect rain until, like, over the weekend, maybe Saturday, and it's only like 50%, so. Okay. I mean, but the rest of the week, I mean, you could take that. I mean, it's like almost 80 and sunny on Thursday. For today, it's going to be the upper 60s, okay. Which is still nice.
That's perfect for me.
Scattered showers and a few rumbles of thunder possible in the morning, but that's going to move out. So it's going to be a great day.
I love to hear it.
We have more good days to look forward to, right?
Yeah. You're the bearer of good news instead of bad news like you were a couple weeks ago. You're like, yeah, I know it's, you know, the end of April, but it's going to snow today. What?
I know, right?
Excuse me?
It's Michigan. Welcome.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a morning bounce.
It's me, Gene, Shannon, Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. Happy Monday, if that's a thing.
It is.
I hope that everybody's doing okay today because I am exhausted. But anyway, Shannon Scoop is on the way.
If you're looking for a job, good news. There's a job fair coming. I'll have all those details coming up at 6:50.
So what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce. Scoop,
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, if you're looking for a job or looking to switch a new career, The 2023 Diversity Works Career Expo and Job Fair is coming to Pontiac. Typical positions they're looking to fill include IT, retail, clerical, healthcare, hospitality, HR, and so many more.
Nice.
There's tons. It's like a wide variety of jobs that you can apply for. It's going to happen 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the United Wholesale Mortgage Sports Complex in Pontiac. Mm-hmm. Registration is not required, but if you go to their website and sign up before May 12th, you'll be entered to win a bunch of prizes.
Oh,
and like
nice.
You can also rent or schedule transportation if you don't have transportation to the job fair. So be sure to do that if you're interested.
Oh, that's cool. When was the date?
The job fair. You looking to get out of here?
No. No, what?
It's May 18th. He's like, let me take some notes
here. Wow, actually, no, I'm good.
I'm just kidding.
I'm good. Thanks very much.
Well, if you're interested, go check that out. Well, Chris Brown, I guess he was like, you know, the news all weekend long.
First,
Usher threw a surprise party for him in Las Vegas for his birthday. Well, reportedly, Chris got mad at Teyana Taylor because she refused to have a conversation with him.
Uh-huh.
He flipped out, and then him and his crew left. Apparently, Usher went after him.
Uh-huh.
And TMZ reported, which has not been confirmed.
Yeah.
That Chris Brown and his crew assaulted Usher.
Oh, no.
Remember last week when Usher was like, I'm in love with Chris Brown, pretty much.
Yeah. It's like I've been with him through the ups and downs, and I love him, and I love his music. And 2 days later, he's beating his ass.
Well, like I said, none of that was confirmed, but then he went on to perform. He was also there to perform for Usher's Lovers and Friends Festival, which I wish I could go to that. It's amazing, right?
Man, you and me both.
Well, someone got him on camera backstage losing it again.
Yes.
Yeah, but Chris has since come out and said that, you know, he said this. Y'all been geeked all weekend. Y'all are dragging it. Now, basically, he said his security was trying to clear people from the stage and backstage, and people were not cooperating, and they were starting to push backwards.
Yeah.
And he was, like, flipping out because his son and everything was back there. And at this point, have you not realized having your son backstage at shows is probably not the best idea?
Yeah, yeah.
You've gotten into a few things over this now, right? Yeah. And it's just not safe.
Exactly.
There's too many moving parts, especially at a large festival like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way.
Also, it's the security's job to clear the people out. It's not your job to yell at them. Let the security do their job.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
God.
Well, speaking of the Lovers and Friends Festival, Detroit's own Big Sean performed, and he showed some love to his lady, Denny.
It took her so much to get up on this stage. She's so hands-on with him. She's so nurturing, breastfeeding every, you know, breastfeeding, not just pumping. Like, she really nurtures and takes care of this baby, and it took a lot for her to get up on stage today. So I appreciate all the love you guys have shown her. And shout out to all the mamas out there really doing their thing too, because I don't know how y'all do it, man. But you know, I love you. Great show.
I absolutely love Sean.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're wondering, Sean is like such a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He really, really is. Him and his mom, they do great things for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love him. And I love, you know, all the love that he gives her, his
ladies.
Yeah,
they're such a nice little couple. Like, that kid be 12 years old before he's taller than both of them?
I don't know. That would suck for them, right? Well, what am I talking about? My kids are taller than me. It's just the way it is for us short people.
Hey, it is what it is.
I'm Shan Renee, and that's your Scoop.
It's about that time.
Clarissa Jenkins is dialing up another phone check.
On 105.1, The Bounce.
Domino, that's a $5 footlong. I want it on my desk by 1. Hello?
Yes.
Sorry about that. Hi, my name is LaRutger Hauer. I'm calling from Engel's Blood Work Facility. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Doing good. I'm calling, I want to kind of go over some things that we noticed on your blood work.
Okay.
We do a lot of subculture checks for referendum and diphtheria phthalates.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is what?
It looks like you have gonorrhea and syphilis as well.
What?
Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to know, what's been going on with the physical activity with yourself.
I'm married. I'm monogamously married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was gonococci to the third power with the syphilis divided by pi.
What the hell?
And so I want to know if you've been... you know, it's not necessarily a sexually transmitted disease between humans, but is there any way you were, you know, lying naked on dog hair?
Yeah, I have two dogs and three cats.
Could you have lied naked on a couch and kind of humped, you know?
Humped the couch?
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, why would I do that?
What about car exhaust?
Car exhaust?
Like an exhaust pipe?
No, I don't do like that. What am I supposed to do?
Let's do a little over-the-phone test if you can.
Okay.
Do me a favor if you can. Stick out your tongue and give me like a moan. Okay, do that one more time, except put little finger V's over your eyes like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
What the f*** are you talking about? Is this somebody f***ing with me?
You just been phone checked, baby.
Oh, my God.
Boom! You just been phone checked. You can get Clarissa Jenkins 24/7.
I'm coming there right now.
Welcome
on demand at 1051thebounce.com.
If you're getting ready to go to work, you picked the right time to do so because we're about to go 105 minutes of non-stop throwbacks for your ride to work, which is very exciting to me.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. We got another DM dilemma on the way.
One of our listeners reached out to us, and she's been dating this guy, and everything's been going really well. But then she saw something on social media that's, like, making her question something.
Social media does it every time, doesn't it?
We'll find out what that is right around 7:20.
It's Monday morning, right about 7:20, and you know what that means.
Time for a brand new DM dilemma.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with a DM dilemma, basically what happens is one of our listeners will hit us with a DM, and they want some advice on a situation that they're going through. We read the situation, you give the advice, they're listening, and they remain anonymous, unless you don't want to, because we had that happen last week.
Right.
So, go ahead and read our DM dilemma, Shannon.
Sure. It says, I've been seeing this guy for about a month now, and everything is great, but I noticed he got tagged in a picture on Instagram by a guy I used to mess around with.
Oh.
Things are going well, and I don't want to mess it up. Should I say something or reach out to their friend and tell him to keep his mouth shut?
Oh, that's an interesting situation right there. Social media will get you every single time.
I know, right?
Every time. 248-544-1051 is the number that you can call or text. What do you think our lady should do in this situation? Hit us up.
It's a Morning Bounce.
Social media will always get you in trouble.
Good morning, everybody. It is Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Yes, it's the topic of our DM dilemma this morning. There's a woman who's dating a guy, but she saw him tagged in a picture with a guy she used to date. Now she doesn't know what to do.
Should she not say anything, or should she tell the dude to keep his mouth shut? 248-544-1051 is the number that you can call or text to weigh in on our DM dilemma. Brett, what do you think, man?
Oh, no, you should definitely tell this guy, man. You do not want it to come out at the wrong time that you used to date his buddy, or his buddy finds out, and he finds out from his buddy before you do, before you get to tell him, and now he feels like you've been being dishonest. Like, it's just a bad deal.
I mean, I could see that. I could see a guy wondering then, like, what else are you lying about, right?
Right.
You haven't told me about.
Right, right. If you're being a secretive, you know, with something like this, you know, especially if you may have known, like, are you trying to update all the guys? Like, what's going on?
Damn.
Okay, but now let me ask you, would this make you look at her differently? Would it affect your relationship if she disclosed something like this, that she had previously messed around with your friend, even though you guys didn't know each other at the time?
Absolutely, man. Just because, like, me and my friends, like, if you, it would take a short search through social media to see, you know, who my friends are.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I would be under the impression that you already knew. And you're like, what kind of game are you playing at?
Oh, that's a good point. That is a good point. If you want to weigh in on a DM dilemma, we'd love to hear from you.
Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I feel like social media is getting a lot of people in trouble or putting them in weird situations when it comes to their relationships.
Good morning, everybody. It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. Yes, our DM dilemma. There's a woman who's dating a guy, and she saw him tagged in a photo on social media with someone else that she used to mess around with. So we wanted to know from you, or she wanted to know what she should do. Should she tell him, you know, or just not say anything?
Tell a friend to shut your mouth.
Right. Melody, what do you think?
Well, I agreed with the last caller up until he said it would make him look at her differently. Because she didn't even know him then, so I don't understand that at all.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a weird situation, right? Like, this, I mean, come on. Listen, number one, I'm from downriver, and, like, everyone knows everybody. And so, like, at some point, like, you are going to come across paths with somebody you have dated, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And clearly it didn't work out between her and his friend.
Yeah.
So she moved on and met him. I mean, I don't understand that. But
from the way she, like, typed it out, it doesn't sound like they dated. It just sounds like they, you know, they messed around a little bit and it was nothing serious. They just kind of moved on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no feelings involved, it doesn't sound like.
And it doesn't sound like from her that she knew this guy beforehand either. It's not like she saw this guy on his friend's you know, Instagram or something and went after him.
What if he says something like, well, why are you still following him? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that. Like, well, how did you see the picture? Why are you still following him if there's nothing there?
That's true, I guess. I mean, and if that's a problem, she could say, fine, I'll stop following him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do agree. It should come from her. It should come from her.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Melody. We want to hear from you. What do you think she should do? Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
Remember, if you ever need our listeners' advice, they're very nice people and they want to help you out. All you got to do is slide in our DMs at 105 on the Bounce. We'll keep you anonymous and share your DM dilemma.
Good morning, everybody. It's Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. We got a DM from a woman who was dating a guy. Everything's going great, but then she saw him tagged in a photo on social media, and she actually used to be involved with this other person. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to know what she should do.
Melissa, what would you do in this situation?
I honestly think that's a secret you just take to the grave.
Okay.
Oh. Like, there's no point in, you know, digging up old drama. Yeah, I wouldn't be telling anyone.
But what happens when she, like, runs into that friend with the guy?
I mean, that would be awkward. One of those situations, like, let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
You're, like, introducing yourself to him. Like, it's the first time you're, hi.
Hi, I'm good.
I would. And then I would be throwing him, like, death stares.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, don't say anything. Like,
the slice across the throat slice slit, across.
Like the Undertaker.
You know what I got on my sleeve.
Yeah. So just play dumb is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's no point starting up drama if you don't have to. You might never even come across that guy.
That's actually a good point.
Right. Thank you so much for the call, Melissa. If you want to chime in, you can do so over on our socials at 105.1 The Bounce.
If you want to win $1,000, we got you a $1,000 summer stack right at 8 o'clock. If you want to win $1,000, a.k.a. a $1,000 summer stack, hit up 105onthebounce.com and enter the word LARGE, L-A-R-G-E, or you can enter it on the 105 on the Bounce app, or you can text it to 45911. If you want to party with us this summer, we got you.
We got a pair of tickets to the Bounce's birthday bash. We're talking TLC,
yes.
Shaggy and Vogue and Sean Kingston. We're going to do that with Finish Lyric right around 8:20.
We want you to start off the summer partying with us at our birthday bash.
Good morning, everybody. It's me and Gene and Shannon Renee. We've got these tickets with Can You Finish the Lyric? It's super easy. We're going to play a song when we leave off. You just have to pick it up. And so easy. Gene's going to show you how it's done.
Oh, yes, I am, baby. What you got for me today, Shannon?
I want to see you take on JT's Rock Your Body.
Ooh, depending on what part of the song it is, I might need a little help from you there, Shannon.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here we go. Go. You don't have to admit ya wanna play, dance with me, just let me rock you till the break of day. Dance with me,
talk to me, boy.
No disrespect, I don't mean no harm.
Talk to me, boy.
I can't wait to have you in my arms.
Talk to me, boy.
Hurry up, cause you're taking too long.
Talk to me, boy.
Better have you naked by the end of this song.
Hey. You gotta be singing. God, people's ears are bleeding.
It's always fun when we get to duet on this, you know?
All right, Detroit, it's your turn. Do you think you can finish the lyrics to this Aaliyah Try Again?
Know it to be yourself or play a role. Tell all the boys or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off or would you stay up?
I know you got this, and I know you want to be in the building for our birthday bash. Give us a call. We're looking for call of 10 right now, 248-544-1051. Good luck.
All right, let's get somebody some tickets to come party with us on June 25th for our birthday bash.
And Goza, you think you can finish the lyrics to this, Aaliyah?
I sure can.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
Know it to be yourself or play a role. Tell all the boys or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off or would you stay up?
First you don't succeed. Dust yourself up and try again. You can dust it off and try again, try again. First you don't succeed. You can dust it up and try again. Dust yourself up and try again, yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's see how you did.
Know it to be yourself or play a role. Tell all the boys or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me?
That was awesome, right?
That was great. That was great.
Well, congratulations, girl. You're going to be in the building for our Bounce's birthday bash featuring TLC, Shaggy, En Vogue, and Sean Kingston live. It all goes down at Pine Down Music Theater on Sunday, June 25th. For tickets and show info, visit LiveNation.com.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Hopefully, you're getting ready to have a good Monday. And go, Zeke, ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with this morning, girl.
105.1 The Bounce.
Me and Gina Shannon Renee on 105 on The Bounce. A lot of students have been going to prom over the past couple of weeks. And if you've ever wanted to do over your prom, we got you.
Yes, we've got tickets to Prom Remodel. This is an awesome event. Get to get all swanky. Mm. We're going to have a red carpet and everything. Oh, like food.
You know I love the food.
Drinks.
And
you, hopefully.
And a meet and greet with Montel Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
We got that for you, too. So we'll do that with Big Fat Liar.
Yeah, coming up in about 7 minutes.
You liar!
Liar, liar.
They're all liars.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
You're lying.
Liar! You are lying.
Yes, it's time for Big Fat Liar. It's me and Gina Shannon Renee on 105 on The Bounce. If you've never played before or heard this, it is very easy.
We're each going to tell a story, and one of us is telling the truth, and one of us is not. And if you can figure that out, you'll score tickets to Prom Remodeled. Ooh. I love this event. It's like you want to redo your prom. It is a charity event as well. Mm-hmm. But like you get to walk a red carpet, and you get to get all fancy, and there's entertainment, including a meet and greet with
Montel Jordan, baby. He's going to be performing. And there's going to be a couple other artists that are performing as well. And you get to meet them, and you get to be part of the performance, and you get to go for free, which is the best part.
And there's food.
Yeah.
Which is even more of the best part for me. All right. Do you want me to go first?
Yes, I do.
All right. So when I was booking the Entertainment Motor City Casino, I used to book local talent. I would go out and scout talent.
Okay.
So I had a girl who was going to open one of my shows, but I'd never seen her perform live before. Yeah. So I went to check her out live, and in one room was the performance. Mm-hmm. And in the other room, they had, like, food and stuff. So I sat down to eat, and some guy, like, approaches me, you know, the whole hitting on me, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, can I have your phone number? I'm like, oh, you put your number in my phone.
Yeah.
Right? So he puts his number in my phone, and I go to walk in the other room, and I see him standing near this girl. Mm-hmm. And I said, is that Miranda? Because I thought it was my esthetician at the time, my face lady. And he was like, I don't know. I just, you know, met her standing here. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, hey, Miranda. And she's like, hey, oh my God, it's nice to see you here. We're here on our first date.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh. Really? Oh, so you do know each other. I was never going to call this guy anyway. Come on.
Yeah.
But he knew the singer. So then the singer started contacting me, telling me that he wanted to do business with me and all this stuff. And I was like, you can tell him to stop.
Yeah.
Contacting you. You can stop contacting me because it's not happening.
It's not happening.
No.
I bet you didn't say it like that.
I didn't. Well, in the next. Yeah.
You didn't say it like that.
Yeah.
Since we are talking about prom season, I went to prom back in high school, you know, you sit at the table with all your friends and the dates, and it's all good. And one of my friends brought, like, alcohol to prom in a thing.
Of course.
Yeah. What do you mean, of course?
Because I know. No, I'm saying, like, someone was at mine puking in the corner. It's just a thing that happens at prom.
Well, nobody was puking in the corner, but they passed me the bottle, and I got caught with it and kicked out of prom. I had to leave.
Did you get to graduate?
Yeah, I still got to graduate.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
still
surprised. Got to graduate. Thankfully. That close to graduation.
I know. They're probably just like, get the hell out of here.
Oh, okay.
All right, 248-544-1051 is the number. We need to talk to caller number 10. Who do you think is telling the truth, and who do you think is a
big fat liar?
Hit us up.
You liar!
Liar, liar.
They're all liars.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
You're lying.
Liar!
You are
gone. All right, let's get somebody hooked up to Prom Remodeled.
Good morning, Sharona. You heard our stories?
I did.
A guy was hitting on me at an event, then I saw him standing with a girl that I knew, and he pretended like he didn't know her, but he knew who she was. They were on the first date.
And I was at prom back in high school, and my friend brought some liquor to the prom, and they passed me the bottle. I got caught with it and got kicked out. Who do you think is telling the truth, and who do you think is a
big fat liar?
Shannon Renee, I think you're a big fat liar.
And we think that you are wrong.
No, that really did happen. I'm surprised my thing's I'm telling you how these guys move. I'm surprised that it's true.
Yeah,
my next appointment with her, I didn't say anything because I just knew that situation was going to work itself out. They didn't need me to intervene. That kind of guy doesn't get very far with women. Yeah. I mean, he does, and then he's on. You know what I mean? So, it was completely true. But congratulations. You still score these tickets.
Thank you.
Yep, the tickets are for Prom Remodeled with a special meet and greet with Montel Jordan. It's a chance to relive your prom with Helping Life Remodeled, creating opportunities in Detroit's neighborhoods. It's going to be at the Durfee Innovation Society next Saturday, the 13th. For tickets, visit promremodeled.org.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with this morning, girl.
105.1 The Bounce.
Tamin Gene and Shannon Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. And I'm so excited, Shannon.
The sun's shining.
The sun is shining, but that's not the only reason why I'm excited.
Why is that?
Because we have had people hitting us up on 105onthebounce.com and telling us about some of the great single moms that are in their lives. And starting today, we get to go and surprise some of them.
It's really exciting.
It is. It
is. I can't wait to, you know, tell them everything that this person thinks about them. I think that's the best part.
Yes, it is. That's the coolest part, is just kind of seeing their reaction. The best is, like, hopefully we go to somebody's job, because you know, I've done these at my other station. It was like, you're walking by and, you know, people see you walking in with flowers and it's like,
right,
what's going on over there? Right. You know, and then we show up and then, you know, people are crying. I'm sure you'll be crying because you're all emotional sometimes. But yeah, picking, you know, the ones to celebrate was difficult.
Yeah.
That was a hard task.
Trust me, I sent you a video. Yeah. Sure. I went to the library by my house so I could concentrate. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? You should hear me. I was like so loud in the library. I'm like, how am I supposed to do this? They're all so good.
Yeah.
It was really, really hard to choose.
Yeah,
to just know that.
So just know that. And today we're surprising the first mom. We'll be doing it all week. We'll have the videos posted on socials. We'll play the audio tomorrow so that you can hear, you know, how much people think about the single moms that are in our community. I love this.
Yeah. So I'll be back here tomorrow.
Yes.
We're also going to have your chance at some money.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Babs has your money in less than 20 minutes. 10 o'clock, we got you another $1,000 summer stack. We'll have you a $1,000 summer stack tomorrow. And it's always a good time. The sun will shine outside and the sun will shine on your radio too.
Enjoy your day. It's the Morning Bounce.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.